Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. Lately, we've been having some episodes about home ownership. Part of it is due to this time of year where people are buying and selling, and part of it's personal since we just got a house. But not everyone needs or wants to buy one. According to a recent survey with Insurance Quotes, many millennials are renting.
66% of millennials rent.
That's Laura Adams, senior insurance analyst at Insurance Quotes and personal finance expert. Renting can be a wonderful option. You don't have to worry about footing the repair bills, HOAs, but some renters are exposing themselves to a huge financial risk.
They're the least likely to have renter's insurance. Only 37% have renter's insurance. There's a real disconnect there.
I completely understand the aversion to shelling out your money for something that seems unlikely to happen. But there are two huge things you have to remember about renter's insurance. One, it's cheap. Two, there are a ton of benefits. So let's start off with the money. Renter insurance is cheap. Ramen noodle, college living cheap. According to the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America, the average cost is only $12 a month, or $144 a year. And considering the benefits you get with your policy, it's one of the best deals in insurance.
And so the first is what most of us probably think of when we think of renter's insurance, and that's protecting our furnishings, our electronics, jewelry, all of our personal possessions if they were stolen or damaged in a fire or hurricane, water damage in the apartment or rental home. So that's the main, you know, one of the main things that you're getting.
But even if you're out of your apartment or rental house, the insurance still gives you coverage.
The second part of renter's insurance that we often forget about is liability coverage. So that means that, let's say you have a party, somebody comes over, you've got people over, there's a slip and fall, someone hurts themselves while they're in your rental apartment or rental home, and they sue you. You, as the property renter, would be responsible. So a lot of people think, oh, well, the landlord would cover that. Well, the landlord does not cover your personal possessions or your personal liability. So if they were to say, you know, L, you served me alcohol, and that's why I had this accident, and get you involved in a lawsuit, renter's insurance is going to save you. Not only that, it protects you off-site. So let's say you're out at a dog park, and you got your dog, and he gets angry at another dog and bites a dog or a person and causes injury. You're also protected if something like that happens outside of your rental. So these are situations where we often don't think that renter's insurance could protect us, but it does.
And should something happen to your place, it's good to know you can get some additional expenses covered in the meantime.
So in addition to the personal possessions, the liability, you also get what's called additional living expenses. So this is going to save the day if you come home and let's say there's been a fire or some horrible thing has happened, a natural disaster, and you cannot live in your rental property. And maybe it's going to take months for the property to be repaired and it's just inhabitable. You cannot live there. This protection called additional living expenses, or ALE, will pay for you to stay in a hotel and even to get restaurant meals for a limited period of time while you can't live in your rental property.
So if you're renting now and you don't have a policy, or you want to make sure you're getting the best deal, take a few minutes today and start searching. Laura has some great tips on where to start.
You can go to the insurance company that you're currently working with. So maybe you've already got auto insurance with a provider that you're happy with. I would go to them, and maybe it's to the company or even to the particular agent that you may work with locally. Ask them for a quote. I would also go online. The goal is to get at least 3 quotes from different companies. That way you're going to be able to really compare apples to apples, the same amount of coverage, and see what different companies are offering you. The good thing about renter's insurance is that it's so inexpensive. You know, even if you don't go with the cheapest option, it's still not a lot of money out of pocket. But I do recommend shopping it just so you can find out if there are any discounts available to you. If you do bundle the policy with your auto insurance, in a lot of cases, that will give you a discount, but it's not 100% of the time. So I recommend shopping it as a bundle and then also shopping it separately and seeing, you know, what rate you like, what company you feel is reputable, and what agent you like doing business with, and what particular maybe rapport that you have with an agent. That's important, because if you do need to make a claim, you want to be able to work with someone who you feel is really going to take care of you.
Special thanks to Laura Adams for coming on the podcast. If you are looking for insurance coverage, I have a few links in the show notes you can check out. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Every tweet, Facebook like, rating, and review gets the word out. You can also become a podcast patron. For $1 a month, you'll be supporting the show and get behind-the-scenes access, including seeing what shows are coming up ahead of time, giving your take on them, and some other extra bonuses. $1 makes a huge difference. I'm so grateful for your support, whichever way you prefer. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.